Body confident you, body confident kid. 7 steps to feeling good about your body so your kids grow up loving theirs. By Charlotte Ord, read by the author. To the indomitable spirit in us all, may we use it to reclaim our love for ourselves and change the world for others. Introduction. Newborn body image. Everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. Attributed to Confucius. We're all born with a body, and we all have a relationship with that body and a particular way of viewing, thinking, and feeling about it. Our bodies are imbued with meaning, a physical entity we all share and yet are separated by through identity, age, race, class, ability, disability, religion, and gender. If our bodies meet societal expectations, then we can expect admiration, approval, and social power. If they don't, we may be met with physical and psychological barriers in the form of stigma, discrimination, and structural limitations. Beauty pays. As a counselling psychologist, I've spent several years helping people who have been harmed by the war against certain body types, a war that I believe wounds us all. I've often found myself wishing that I'd been able to work with many of my clients when they were younger, before the belief that their bodies weren't okay became so embedded that it set them on a trajectory of self-loathing and harmful attempts at body manipulation, such as crash diets, slimming pills, injections, and even surgery. When I spoke to people about my intention to write this book, the most frequent reply I received was, "I so wish that book had been around when I was a kid." Having a poor body image can cause so much suffering, both physically and mentally, but it doesn't have to be that way. In writing this book, I hope to empower you with the knowledge and strategies that will help you heal your relationship with your own body and nurture body confidence in your children, setting them up for a positive relationship with themselves that will serve them in every area of their lives. In this book, you will find evidence-based, practical guidance on fostering a positive body image both in yourself and your kids, along with insights on how to promote self-esteem and develop effective communication strategies. Each chapter contains exercises for you personally, along with age-appropriate activities and approaches you can take with your children. I'm aware that older kids especially might want to run a mile if they're invited to take part in body image exercises directly. So I've included ideas to open up conversations and foster critical thinking without being boring, weird, or too confrontational. Throughout the book, I'll share insights from parents who face their own body battles, along with experts in the field of psychology, dietetics, visible differences, race, eating disorders, and neuropsychology. I'll introduce you to some popular and most likely familiar childhood tales that, when looked at through a psychological lens, can help to illustrate important themes around body image. And I'll also share stories inspired by my work with clients, though all names and identifying details have been changed to protect their anonymity and confidentiality. I hope this book is an invaluable and inspiring companion on your journey to a more body-accepting family environment. Please know that however far you feel from a place of peace with your body right now, if you're willing to trust in and apply the strategies I've shared in this book, change can happen. I've worked with people of all backgrounds, of all body shapes and sizes, from a wide range of ethnicities, with a spectrum of physical health complications or disabilities, and contending with all types of stigma, and I've been able to help them all feel better about who they are, physically and psychologically. I have every confidence I can help you too. It's an inside job. The great news is that it isn't just external opinions of how attractive we are that influence how we get on in life, and that's why sharing this knowledge with you feels so important. I've been fortunate to work with people of all ages and backgrounds in my career, and what really struck me is how those who consider themselves to be attractive, regardless of what others think, or who value physical attractiveness less highly, are more likely to put themselves forward for high-end job roles and are also more likely to take advantage of social network opportunities. There is plenty of research to support this too. People who view their appearance positively tend to be more